question to be sort of broad and possibly double-based. I'm interested in the best way to deal with the catalyst in my marriage, and how I can be of service and love in that area as opposed to adding to the catalyst and direction for life in general. I feel there is a beating in me that I can touch and feel, and I seem to be doing something with a soul purpose. Sort of like what I was reading about in Book 5 that you mentioned about Silver Flex, how everyone has their own knowing that they are on the right track. Well, sometimes mine, I guess, may be just a quickening pulse, shivering, even cold flashes sometimes, a burning in my lower and upper stomach and chest, sometimes throat. I'm of the mind that this is a use-it-or-lose-it type of phenomenon, and I don't want to lose it because I'm not focusing or listening in the right direction to what's happening. Synchronicities happen all the time in my life, but I don't know what they mean. I dream and record my dreams many times a week, but I have no idea how to interpret them, even though I attempt to. And even trying just sort of confuses me, or they're more complicated. I know this is a way for God to guide and direct me. Anyway, I know there are two big, huge issues, or maybe one and the same, basically about my marriage and the catalyst there, how to learn from it, how to take advantage and learn from the synchronicities and dreams and moments in my life that are filled with soul, and direct them into what I should be doing with my life, or even spare love time that I could have to be creative. Right, it's cool. Second. And Chloe, we'd also like to know how you feel about doing personal sessions like this. We'd be interested in your comment, maybe, to start with.
We are known to you as those of the principle of the Kuo. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a great privilege to be called to your group this evening. And we thank you very much for this opportunity to serve. We are glad to share our opinions with you upon the interesting subject of how to be a part of the good in someone's life and not part of the difficulty, and of how to use those bits and pieces of guidance that drift from the infinite world of the metaphysical and the unconscious up into and across the threshold of the conscious mind. As always, we ask only that you use discrimination in listening to and judging those things which we say. For we are not authorities, but rather your brothers and sisters of sorrow. If something seems good to you, then by all means use it as a resource. But those things that do not seem good, we ask that you lay them aside and think no more about them. For truly, each knows the resonance of truth within her own heart. The one known as Tiffany has said that the two prongs of this double question are perhaps intertwined and perhaps more unified than double. We would agree that, in a way, they are two sides of a mirror, or two faces of a coin, for the same information is perhaps helpful in many ways in answering both questions. Let us start with that question concerning how to be a servant of the light within a personal relationship such as a marriage. Our model or paradigm for responding to this query is a simple assumption, but a sweeping one, and that is that all is one, that that entity which is a maid is the projection of the self into the face of another self, both entities being the creator. The efficiency of this method of mirroring and projecting images upon the screens of each other's field of energy is precisely the purpose for which many entities chose to make commitments and form relationships. The catalyst indeed is the prize, not the problem of the relationship. For it is in working with the catalyst of the self as projected onto the other self that the entity comes face to face with the refining fire of realization that this too is a part of me. This is what enables people to look at, to accept, and to come to love what this instrument is sometimes called the shadow side, the darker side of self, that side which knows the good but enjoys that which is of the darkness. It is not possible to remove the shadow from the self, for each contains the seeds of all things. Each is truly the holder, the universe within the self. And if the self is all things, then it also is in part a shadow self, a darker, richer hue, and more difficult to comprehend part of the self. It is easy for this vision and view of the self to generate fear. And as the one known as Tom was saying earlier, in whatever guise this fear is, it is there that the catalyst will be rich upon the ground and ripe for the plucking. So we would suggest that in a relationship it is perhaps not a skillful goal to wish not to perform the function of acting as catalyst for another. For this would suggest that catalyst is an unfortunate thing. And indeed, we would suggest that that which is truly unfortunate is that which never changes. For it is not a part of the experience of rock or air or wind or water or plant or animal to remain the same. There is a flow to the destiny of each entity that is as close as breathing, too close to reach for it is already part of the environment, the ambient atmosphere of the self. It can be sensed, although usually within the conscious daily round of activities, it cannot be seen, or heard, or touched. There is, as the one known as Tiffany has said, that quickening of the self that gives the intuitive conscious mind a small affirmation that energy is moving, that magic is near, that there is guidance and power in the very atmosphere about one. And truly these are what the one known as Tiffany called soul moments. And yet we would suggest that each moment is to the one whose senses are fully unguarded and undefended, a soul moment. Each instant is a now that is infinite, and the possibilities of each present moment of now are stupendous. We would suggest that in the outworking of dynamics between two entities, there is a fine and movable line betwixt viewing catalyst as difficult and viewing catalyst as a rich and welcomed opportunity. That fine line has to do with safety and trust. And the question then becomes within relationships, how does one become a place of emotional safety for another entity so that even within a disagreement, even within the tangles of personality and circumstance, there is a feeling of trust that enables each to feel comfortable in misbehaving, in apologizing, in discussing with utter honesty those things which lie between the two. The grit of life can easily be seen to be a thing that is unfortunate. And we would offer the image of the pearl, which is the result of the irritation of the sand within the shell of the shellfish known as the oyster. Without the refining fire, without that distillation of spiritual maturity that such seeming difficulties offer, that pearl which is each of you should never properly be polished into its complete and perfect beauty. We do not suggest that there is an easy way to do spiritual work, either by the self or within relationship. It is not even easy to deal with the self or with relationships following the rules of the physical world and what this instrument would call consensus reality. The advantage of dealing with such issues as a spiritual entity is that advantage which sees a wider and more fundamentally powerful point of view, a point of view which offers a more sturdy resource than the shifting values of your third density world. The values of the density which calls each are very simple. If one looks within your holy works and reads those words which this instrument calls the Beatitudes, much can be learned of the way of love. For those who are humble and poor in spirit, those who mourn and those who are peacemakers, are those who are blessed, are those who have gifts in their hands and good work to do. This is what this instrument calls process. The moving into the tangled part of a relationship, buoyed and lifted not by rules and regulations and agreements and those things of the linear world that keep the lawyers among you so busy, but rather the spiritual world calls one to look for ways to offer the self as a radiant sun offers sunshine upon the whole earth, not judging betwixt one person and another, one species of plant and another, one place and another, but rather shines impartially and lovingly upon all. When one allows the wings of faith to lift one, there is much love that begins to circulate around in that spaciousness that is made by living in faith. There is something about the leap into midair that strengthens that which was being sought, faith itself. There are times when it is very helpful, by faith alone, to realize the most fundamental truth of all relationships, which is love. Unconditional, absolute love from one soul in its perfection to another soul in its perfection. All those things that seem imperfect are part of the illusion of personality and what this instrument will call ego. Beneath each difficulty that tangles too upon the soul level, lies a unity, a oneness, a union that is profoundly more the truth of the relationship than any structure of description that contains itself in words, rather than in the open heart, which knows that it loves, though it knows not perhaps how to respond to a certain situation or to a certain moment. It is an interesting thing to look at what the self tells the self. For there are many times when the self that is not fully aware of the possibilities may find many faults within the self and within another. And it is well to be able to speak of these things. Yet beneath this level, there is the level in which the truth is love. Consequently, when the moment comes to have a response to catalyst, let that response be the response that answers the question, where is the love in this moment? The goal between any part of the Creator and another self that is also part of the Creator is to serve, to love, and to accept the love offerings of others. Often these love offerings are clumsy, misexpressed, even without meaning in a linear sense, but only containing the non-logical meaning of emotion itself. Emotion that is carried perhaps even from lifetime to lifetime, looking for a way to balance those energies that are unbalanced. So we suggest that each see a relationship as an opportunity to be in love with the Creator, to tend to an angel that is in your care, and to refrain from the judgment of behavior, but rather find ways to express those positive aspects of love which come from the open, accepting, and forgiving heart. We do not offer that which is easy to do as a suggestion, but we do offer that which is, shall we say, the higher path. The path that will tend to bring the relationship into its own balance, whatever that may be. For beneath the questions of this kind of love or that kind of love flows the current of friendship, companionship, and that wonderful ease that comes to those who truly and unguardedly love. We would gaze now at the question concerning the use of synchronicities and dreams, and the concern that there might be a bus that the one known as Tiffany is missing, because there is not very often at all that feeling of linear understanding and the feeling of controlling or being able to grasp that which is occurring within that flow from the unconscious into the conscious mind. And we would say to the one known as Tiffany that she is in her young years for working with this question, and that this is indeed a very profound and central question within this particular incarnational experience, and certainly looms large in that experience that is the life of any awakened soul. The nature of the subconscious or unconscious mind, as it is known among your people, is that which is of a different order of magnitude than the conscious mind. Rather than having a tremendously complex machine, which is that which your brain is as a human being, your consciousness is one atom of an inorganic organism, which is the infinite creator. So that you are the sun within your own constellation of being, and are the center of your world, and yet at the same time, every other soul is also a sun. And so those near to you are as the galaxy, and you dance as stars dance, rotating about each other, and swimming in a sea of infinite possibility. In the subconscious mind, an infinite number of things may be happening at any moment that are coming into the unified soul stream of the entity from various places within the circle of incarnations that is all of the incarnations that you have experienced and will experience within the entire octave of densities that makes up this particular creation. Consequently, that which makes it through the threshold from the infinite metaphysical unconscious into the relatively limited, structured, almost cartoon-like shapes of the conscious mind and its logical thought constructions, is indeed only the hint and the whisper and the nudge that suggests and creates feelings and emotions. Thusly, it is not well to bear down too hard upon attempting to understand how each message works. The magic lies within the feelings that synchronicities, dreams, visions, coincidences, magical experiences in general create and rouse within self. These emotions are precious, precious things, and throughout the incarnation, each is working to purify, beautify, and make more truthful those expressions of pure being that emotions are. So, in looking at synchronicity, in looking at the parts of a dream, ask the self, how do I feel? What color is this emotion? What part of myself does this seem to figure for? If the synchronicity has to do with an animal, what does that animal make you feel? What emotion has it roused? If it is a dream, the purpose of such as dreams is to speak to the self concerning the self. Consequently, each figure, each detail, each process within the dream is the self. There is no need to seek far for who these characters are, for they are all the self. It is as though each entered a world within dreaming where everything was a symbol that is used because it is the closest construction to create a precise shade of feeling that can be found by the ever-creative subconscious mind in its great desire to communicate its essence to the conscious self. The sharing of gifts is a portion of the question that can be responded to best taking the fruit of the statements that we have made concerning the expression of radiant love that flows through one rather than from one, and the allowing of symbols to enter the life and to move the heart and the emotions. And then simply to realize that one is on a voyage of service and discovery. Sometimes one is about one's lessons. Sometimes one is concerned only to serve in a certain situation. And sometimes the opportunity comes to share that most precious thing of all, the essence of the self. And that is what we would share with you concerning the question of what one, quote, should, end quote, do in order to express the joy of spirit and the pleasure of service to others. We would ask each then, what do you desire? If you close your eyes and envision the peak of peace and contentment, what do you start to imagine? In times of change, in times of awakening and transformation, often it is that the most meaningful ways of sharing gifts are not seen because they are too common and too ordinary. However, the ministry of essence, as this instrument has called it, the priesthood of being who you are and allowing your truth to shine, is a most precious gift to give. And it is truly the deepest and the most central gift that each life does give to the world. For each came into the world to be the light of the world. Each has the capacity to be the hands, the arms, the loving hearts, the loving mouths of the Creator that speak peace, that reach to hug, that curve to smile, and stop to recognize and honor the divinity of each other's self. This principle that is you is unique. And yet you carry a crystal within you through which the light may shine. This energy does not need to come from you. All you need be concerned with is allowing yourself to be ever more truly and deeply yourself. And in that comfort of self, to bless and welcome and open to the infinite energy of the One Creator as it flows through from the limitless white light of the great original Logos. Once that energy has been begun, the energy itself, as it circulates, rotates, and spins, begins to bring naturally to the self those opportunities for outer service that one has planned aforetimes. For the time when spirit within was mature enough to take it up. We may suggest that there are many opportunities to heal, to be a healer, to be an agent of healing energy. And that this healing has as many avenues as there are personalities. It is as though each of you were as the stained glass of a rich and beautiful design. All those colors within the window that is you are your very own. No one else has selected the way that you move energy through your energy body. And this means that you are creating a constant tapestry of color and music that is the personal signature of yourself. And this energy vortex, as it moves through the cosmic energy vortexes that are figured forth in the outer world by your planets and your stars, moves you along with the flow that you and your guidance created at the beginning of that web of energy that is called a human incarnation. We would suggest that the silence and the intent are those two things which shall be
most helpful as practice that creates habit, that creates a predisposition to an increase in the level of awakening. There are many ways to be silent, meditation being one, contemplation being one. Any form of silence within is to be welcomed and to be applauded, for that is an atmosphere which opens the self to the self. That is that attitude which allows the intent within to come clear, to speak lucidly within the self, so that the self ceases asking and begins to know. The asking comes first, and then repetition and persistence carry one forward. It is not known when such a process will ripen and come into the conscious mind as a pattern that is seen and valued. But we ask that there be the continuing attempt to trust this process and to trust the self and its discriminatory powers. It may seem that much is not understood, and yet, we have often said through this instrument that understanding is not something that any within third density may expect to achieve. Rather, what one may achieve within third density is an increasing purity of choice. And once that choice is made to the full satisfaction of the self, that choice of radiance, of service to others, of unconditional love, once the path of the open heart has been taken, then we would suggest trusting and embracing the light that you feel, and moving as a dancer, even when you stumble and fall. Let there be the light touch as well as light. And let the self be merry and have its laughter and its happy times. We would at this time speak a bit more through this instrument, and then we would transfer to the one known as Jim. The one known as Jim asked concerning our feelings about working with this instrument on the behalf of a questioner who has made a donation to this instrument's bank account. And we would say to you that our issue is always with the preparation and the tuning of the channel. It is not relevant to us whether or not your money, which is a kind of energy, has been given a spin. What is our concern is always the honesty, the integrity, the purity of effort made by a sincere and willing servant of the light
to speak those things which we offer. The only difficulty that we see is in the instrument's own reservations concerning the appropriateness of such actions as the one known as Nancy and she were laughing about earlier within this situation. It is entirely appropriate to seek the truth. And when it is done with the sincere effort that this instrument and that this group offer, then we are grateful and overjoyed to be of service by offering those humble thoughts that we have to share. We would ask this group to realize that there is energy in all actions. There is as much energy in refusing to take money as there is in the energy of taking money. It is a different energy. Both energies could be positive or negative. Allow the energy to spin always clockwise, to move always towards the light. Follow those magical principles which the one known as Jesus the Christ offered so simply. Each is here within the earth plane as a messenger from the Creator. May your light shine forth. May you serve. And truly, you cannot help but serve. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim in case there are any remaining queries within this group. We thank this instrument and leave her in love and in light. And we are those known to you as
I am Kuo, and greet each once again in love and in light through this instrument. We would offer ourselves briefly for any shorter queries which may be upon the minds of those present. Is there a query at this time?
Yes, I have a question. Concerns a great and grand friend of mine, my son Michael. He at this moment is experiencing catalysts with his employment and also with his status of about to become a new father. And he's caught up in a situation, job related, that is sorely testing his self-esteem. And I've tried to advise him as I can. I guess I would just like any comment that you may have. You know, I either myself can go about helping him or he can help himself, which ultimately is the same thing. Anything that you could comment with, I would appreciate.
I am Kuo, and we are aware of your query, my brother. When one wishes to reassure another who is worrying and fretting concerning an outcome that rests within the future, it is well to do as you have done and that is to give your patient counsel that all will be well, for indeed there is a plan which each entity follows, whether it is known or not, consciously. This plan has been created by each of you with assistance previous to the incarnation from those teachers and guides who are your fellow travelers, who themselves move in other realms, yet walk closely with you here in this illusion as well. Though it may seem that there is difficulty, doubt, confusion, and a myriad of other emotions and possibilities, each foot is set upon firm ground to teach just that lesson the moment has to offer. And this lesson is appropriate to each entity. Though those times of difficulty may not be sought consciously by any seeker, yet they teach as well as any, and perhaps better than most, especially if one is able to look consciously at each situation for the fruit that may be gained by partaking fully within that situation. You do not live lives that are truly chaotic, out of balance, or off the beam, shall we say. It may feel that way to you for a while, yet this too teaches. Learn everywhere, everything, at all times. This is a possibility. This is actually what occurs for each. Most of what is learned remains between the worlds of the subconscious and the conscious mind. The conscious seeker seeks to make this a more conscious activity. Many blessings on this journey. And for this effort, it is a valiant one. And the outcome is well. Be assured, the outcome is well. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you very much.
I am Quill, and we thank you, brother. Is there a final query for the evening?
Yes, I have a question concerning my vital energy and the frequency with which I can accept such channeling opportunities. My guess would be no oftener than once per week. Would that be something that you can confirm?
I am aware of your query, my sister. As we assess your vitality as an instrument expressing the vocal channeling, we would suggest that there be no more than the one session which you have determined yourself, in addition to any regular channeling session that you partake in on your first and third Sundays of each month. Thus, most weeks would have but one. Two each month would have two as possibilities. Do you understand, my sister?
Cool. Well, I think I do. You're saying that I can have one a week for private people and once every 2 weeks for the public channels, and that will be adequate. And if I, there's no lower limit. It's okay if I don't do any and just do two a month, but I should not do more than six a month. Is that correct?
Adequate.
Or seven.
And this is a correct, my sister. We would agree with your a former number, that being six.
Ah, but cool. Four times a year, there are five Sundays in a month. So that was why I added seven, because four times a year, I would have seven opportunities. That's six. Moving right along. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And we thank you once again, my sister. We find that this session of working has exceeded the comfortable period of your time. Thus, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, thanking each for asking for our presence, and thanking also the one known as Tiffany for her heartfelt prayer. We hope that we have been of service. We are those of quote. We leave each now in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Well, let's just pray for Tiffany. The image goes up. Let the rays go. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one.